deal. At home, turn us up. In your car, turn us on. At work, tell others about
Talking with Ms. T, the talk show that's giving you trending topics, noted news, interesting interviews, community updates, and so much more. It continues right now.
Ms. T. She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
You're back where it's at, and we're here to attack the show with the flow that keeps you in the know, reaching and teaching and sometimes preaching. A message to all while we have a ball. Thanks for tuning in to the March 26th edition of What You Shouldn't Be Missing. This is Tanisha Baker, and you're talking with T. It's March 26th, and if today is your birthday, you celebrate it with your birthday mates, timeless legend, beautiful singer and actress Diana Ross, as well as the late sexy soulful crooner Teddy Pendergrass. Today is also the birth date of William Alexander Leidesdorff, the first African-American millionaire. On this date in history, African-American inventor Thomas J. Martin patents the fire extinguisher in 1872. Also on this date in Knoxville, Tennessee, William H. Hastie was confirmed as the first Black federal judge. That's right. The first Black federal judge was born in Knoxville, Tennessee. Some people think or assume it was Thurgood Marshall, but Thurgood Marshall was the first African-American appointed to the Supreme Court. Today on the national calendar is Epilepsy Awareness Day, recognized by the color purple, and National Spinach Day. Why? I know that not. March is Women's History Month, and today I want to highlight the first African-American First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, who influenced our country with style, grace, and dignity. In addition to being our 44th First Lady, Michelle Obama is a Harvard-educated lawyer and a writer. She worked as a Chicago city administrator and community outreach worker. She has influenced so many of us with her poise and her purpose. When I am in certain situations, I often recall her quote, "When they go low, we go high." I also want to highlight, as we wrap up Women's History Month, inventions by Black women, as I read in Black Enterprise. Alice H. Parker created the first central heating system powered by natural gas. It's often credited as the most important precursor for the HVAC system, which provides heating to entire homes. Shirley Jackson was the first Black woman to graduate with a doctorate in particle physics. She also invented fiber optic cables, which are intrinsic to the communication methods we use every day. Sarah E. Good holds a patent for the fold-out bed. As the second Black woman to ever receive a patent, Good was inspired to create the modern fold-out bed after opening a Chicago furniture store with her husband. And finally, Sarah Boone, who invented the ironing board after teaching herself to read and write. She applied for the patent in 1892 and sought to make the ironing process more efficient by creating it to be well padded, narrow on one end, having collapsible legs, and being burn resistant. Our theme this month has been Spring into Action. You have been encouraged to get moving on something that will move you closer to your goals and aspirations. Just do something, anything. Don't stand still and watch life and opportunity pass you by. Activate your dreams with effort and energy. Stop that lackadaisical approach and spring forward into action. This is your season to take steps toward making your dreams a reality. Spring is a time of growth and inspiration. Take advantage of all that awaits that can bloom within you. We will enjoy mild spring-like temperatures for the rest of this week. I don't see another prediction of rain until next Monday, so if you want to get out, check out the activities going on here in Knoxville. If you're a Pete Davidson fan, he will be at the Tennessee Theater on March 30th. Circus on Ice is going on tonight at the Civic Center. The Dogwoods Arts Chalk Walk is April 6th, and the Knoxville Marathon is April 7th. The Rossini Festival will be April 20th and 21st. The 2024 Ladies Night Poetry Showcase will be at the Emporium this Saturday at 7 p.m. Motown Soul will be at the Knoxville Museum of Art April 12th, starting at 7:30 p.m. I'm sure there will be plenty of Easter egg hunts this upcoming Saturday as we prepare to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ this upcoming Easter Sunday. Talking with T would love to feature your organization or business. Become a sponsor or advertise on the show. Let us help you reach more people and promote your brand, service, or product.
Business owners, church leaders, entrepreneurs, why not build your brand on Talking with T, your urban talk show designed to engage, educate, empower, and encourage.
Call today,
865-409-1170 for more details
or visit talkingwitht.com.
Wonderful it is to be in love. The stars shine brighter there, and all the world makes sense, and somehow you're invincible. But when good love goes bad, all those butterfly feelings find another place to land, and you stop making plans, make up every excuse for why you won't be coming over tonight. When good love goes bad, years and years ago, she was my miracle, my very reason for living life. And every day would sit with her head pressed on my chest, and I never felt so alive. When good love goes bad, all those funny little things you do no longer make her laugh, and you stop holding hands, and she starts looking at other guys just to pick a fight. When good love goes bad, so when you find someone and you fall in love, don't let anything or anyone get in your way. 'Cause when good love goes bad, it's impossible for her to get back to that place again. No, 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 no. There's no second chance. And when she finally says goodbye, she won't even cry. When good love goes bad, oh.
Welcome back to Talking with T,
Spilling the Tea.
Are you ready for this?
Let's turn our attention to some trending news and hot topics. Trending in the news was a video of Princess Kate revealing that she has cancer and has asked for privacy as the family deals with her health and journey toward recovery. There were many conspiracy theories and speculations circling around Princess Kate and the royal family that have now been cleared up, we think. The four men suspected of carrying out a brutal attack at a Moscow concert hall that killed at least 139 people have appeared in court on terror charges. This was a horrific act of violence and terrorism. Sadly, the body of Missouri student Raleigh Strain, who was visiting Nashville for a fraternity convention, was found in the Cumberland River. No foul play is suspected, so I'm curious, as probably many of you, as to how he got in the river, unless he jumped or fell in. Another sad story was the concrete truck that struck a school bus in Texas, killing one child and one adult. The bus was full of 44 pre-kindergarten children and 11 adults returning from a field trip to the zoo. This is just horrible. Sadness, you know, is just all in the news. A mother out of Nashville reportedly was looking for her keys in her purse when her gun, also in her purse, discharged, fatally killing her 13-year-old daughter. If you remember Carly Russell, who faked her own kidnapping, she pled guilty to charges and was able to avoid jail time. She was sentenced to 1 year of supervised probation, 100 hours of community service, and $17,974.88 in restitution to the city of Hoover, Alabama. All six former police officers who were members of, quote, the Goon Squad have been charged and sentenced in the brutal torture of two black men in January 2023. All six pled guilty to federal and state charges against them. Sentences range from 10 to 40 years. Former President Donald Trump will not have to immediately post a bond for more than $454 million in the civil fraud case against him and his company. An appeals court said that Trump can delay payment of the full bond while he appeals the ruling as long as he posts a partial $175 million bond within 10 days. A Texas man has legally changed his name to, get this y'all, literally anybody else. So his name now is literally anybody else, and he has announced his running for U.S. president in the 2024 election. My, we do have a sense of humor. We all know of Florida's stance on DEI, and now the Kentucky House has voted to defund diversity, equity, and inclusion offices at public universities. That's getting a little too close to home. Denny Loudermill, the Kansas man who was erroneously accused of being the shooter at the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade, has filed a defamation suit against Tim Burchard out of Tennessee. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court in Kansas alleges Burchard shared photos of Loudermill on his personal social media account, saying he was one of the shooters and referred to him as a, quote, illegal alien. Loudermill, a native of Kansas, attended the parade celebrating the Chiefs Super Bowl win. An argument broke out during the parade, ended up in a shooting which killed one person and wounded more than 20 people. Loudermill's lawsuit states that he attended the parade and was detained by police following the shooting for, quote, moving too slow as law enforcement was clearing the area. As he sat on a curb in handcuffs, people took photos of him and shared them on social media, according to the complaint. Police did not charge Loudermill with any crime. Burchard later deleted the tweet, but included a screenshot of it that is still visible in a separate post. And while I'm on Tennessee has once again topped the list of the most corrupt states in the United States, according to a new report by the Center for Public Integrity. The report, which ranks the states based on their laws and practices to deter corruption and promote accountability, gave Tennessee an F grade, which was a score of 49 out of 100, the lowest among all 50 states. So what makes Tennessee so corrupt? The report cites several factors that contribute to this high level of corruption, such as weak ethics enforcement, The state's Ethics Commission and Registry of Election Finance have limited authority and resources to investigate and sanction violations of ethics and campaign finance laws. The commission can only impose civil penalties of up to $10,000, and the registry can only refer cases to the attorney general, who rarely prosecutes them. We were also cited here in Tennessee for a lack of transparency. The state's public records and open meetings laws are riddled with exemptions and loopholes that allow officials to withhold information for the public. Influence of money and special interest. The state has lax limits on campaign contributions and lobbying expenditures and does not require disclosure of the sources and amounts of, quote, dark money, which is money spent by groups that do not reveal their donors. The state also allows legislators to receive gifts, meals, and travel from lobbyists and other interested parties, creating potential conflicts of interest. A national group representing the Satanic Temple filed a lawsuit against Memphis Shelby County Schools, alleging it violated the organization's First Amendment right to free assembly when it blocked an after-school club from meeting on school property. Now, while we're on to hot topics, I mean steaming hot topics, in the news was information about the raid of P. Diddy's homes in both Los Angeles and Miami. His sons were seen being taken away in handcuffs. CNN reported that the raid was connected to the ongoing investigation of sex trafficking. I talked more about this last week, so if you missed it, go back and listen. But the Great North American Solar Eclipse will be taking place on Monday, April 8th. The eclipse will begin over the South Pacific Ocean and will cross over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Remember, Knox County Schools will be out half a day for this event. In the U.S., the eclipse path will begin in Texas and travel through Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. A small portion of West Tennessee and Michigan will also experience the eclipse. As promised, before I end today's show and estate testing draws near, here are some tips for parents and students as state end of the year testing approaches. It's important for both parents and students to prepare effectively to ensure a smooth and hopefully successful experience. So here are some tips, particularly for parents. Create a positive environment and encourage your child by maintaining a positive attitude about tests. Your confidence and positive attitude will boost their self-esteem and self-belief that they can do well on the test. Establish a routine. Ensure that your child follows a regular study schedule and a healthy routine, including ample sleep, nutritious meals, and physical activity. Provide the right tools. Equip your child with the necessary study materials, resources, and a quiet place to study. Practice the test taking. Find some practice tests or sample questions to help familiarize your child with the format of the state test and stay informed. Understand the content, the format, the schedule, all of this will help you provide specific support. Encourage breaks. Make sure your child takes short breaks during study sessions to prevent burnout and maintain focus. Also, limit stress. Keep calm and routine. Do not stress your kids out, particularly as they go into their test-taking season. Teach your child effective test-taking strategies, such as reading the instructions carefully, managing their time during the test, and how to handle difficult questions. And finally, stay engaged. Talk to your child about their feelings and any concerns regarding the test, offering reassurance and support. Tips for students include prepare regularly. Don't leave studying to the last minute. Regular, consistent review of content is more effective than cramming for the test. Understand the test format, and this will help reduce surprises and anxiety on test day. Utilize practice tests or sample questions to get comfortable with the types of questions you'll face. And keep in mind, you can Google, use AI chat or whatever to learn good test-taking strategies and how you approach different types of questions, manage time, and eliminate incorrect answers. So that will be it for this bit. I can't wait to join you next week for our first show of April as we step into a new theme, Make It Rain, where I will share financial literacy tips, ways to save money, and more.
Thank you for tuning in to Talking with T, your urban talk show. The show designed with you in mind. And we would love to connect with you right now on social media. All things Talking with T. And you can listen to the show 24/7, 365 on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio. Now on that note, T will end with a quote.
Every day is a new canvas. Grab your paintbrush and your paints of possibility and create a masterpiece of all the things you ever imagined. Remember where you heard the word. Keep being kind until next time. You've been listening to Talking with T.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting you home with more talk.
So come on.
Go. And the best conversations. Ooh. It's Talking with T Radio.
Or minute have I had since you've come my way. I hope you know I'd gladly go anywhere you take me. It's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above. Tell you how you thrill me. I'm happy as I can be. You have come and it's changed my whole world. Bye-bye sadness, hello mellow. What a wonderful day. It's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon. And it's so amazing, amazing. I could stay forever here in love and leave you never. Cause we've got amazing love. Truly it's amazing, and amazing. Love brought us together, together. I would leave you never and never. Yes, we've got amazing love. So amazing, and I've been waiting for a love like you.
It's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above.
Oh, and it's so, it's so,
it's so amazing to be loved.
To the moon and the sky above. And you and I,
it's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's so
never thought